Mission Audio presents Breaking the Power of Familiar Spirits, How to Deal with Demonic Conspiracies by Kimberly Daniels. Narrated by Robin Eller. Introduction. When the familiar becomes the foe. Our society causes many to subliminally and unknowingly function under the influence of familiar spirits. This book exposes these spirits that operate undercover in the name of tradition, trend, fashion, lifestyle, and personality traits. After listening to the chapters of this book, the only way you can remain subliminally bound by the familiar is if you want to. I am not writing this book to judge people's faith or how they choose to live. My purpose is to bring revelation to those who want to know the truth. I am going to share stories in the book that recount dramatic manifestations I have experienced. They are all true stories. You might never experience anything that dramatic. In fact, I pray you don't. But the subtle, hidden, familiar influence of the enemy can be damaging because it can go undetected in your life for years, and therefore you never do anything to remove it. Over the years, I have ministered to people at both ends of the spectrum and everything in between. I have ministered to those who have extreme amounts of demonic activity in their lives, and also to those who have only subliminal demonic activity, of which they are not even aware. Personally, I think the people with extreme demonic activity are better off, because at least they know they need help. The enemy sends assignments of unawares, Perasteno, Jude chapter 4. These are things that creep into our lives without notice. The Amplified Bible says, it's as if they were sneaking in by a side door. If you allow them, they will settle into your environment unnoticed and could eventually deter you from becoming all that God wants you to be. The purpose of this book is to help those who have unknowingly allowed demonic influences into their lives. Whether you have inherited them, welcomed them, befriended them, or paid homage to them without even knowing it happened, they have become so familiar to you that you don't see them as the source of struggles or problems you have been facing. There are many reasons that people go through battles in their lives that are spiritually connected to the dark side. This book shines light on those things that have crept in unawares and became so familiar that we don't recognize they are access points of the enemy into our lives and homes. In the book of Judges, Sisera was the commander of the Canaanite army that had mobilized against Israel, whose army was commanded by Deborah, the prophetess, and Barak. Sisera tried to hide in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?